One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We might as well get the sound test to fill out time because the podcast needs to be an hour and a half long so we can use the sound check to start the episode with. That way, people will know that it's quality product. He is a her now. This is how we do an audio check. Some people do Peter Piper, Pick the Piper, 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 or skeleton. There's a big sexy skeleton sucking my sick sack. That's how you get a little bit of a sibilance. You test for the sibilance. But we on here, we go... He is a her. He is a her. He is a her. That's how we test our audio, our microphones, make sure they're connected and that the levels are correct. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
You got all that in the mix too, right?
Yeah. Is this too loud?
I can't. Well, I don't have headphones in, so I can't tell.
Him has been her.
Him has been her this whole time. Him has been her this whole time. That
what?
He was humping my humping. That he was hopping and humping in my hips.
Her cock humping my.
Are we getting the recording of the audio?
Yeah.
Okay. You are. I'm just getting the camera. Well, now we have to have the video of the recording of the audio. Yep.
They are going to play it at the gay bar called the Eagle.
Eagle.
Do you know there's a gay bar in every city called the Eagle?
Now, what the hell is that about?
I actually do want to know.
We actually need to investigate this one.
It's like the hardcore one.
The Eagle. It's probably they put an eagle up your asshole. So they got claws up there. Start clawing you to pieces.
Eagle noises. Of course, it's going to crackle you piece of shit.
Truck 1-2. Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. We call this recording Inside the Gay Bar. What's that, the eagle? Oh, that's eagle sound effects.
I didn't think the eagle was going to sound like that at all. Sounds more effeminate than I thought.
Sounds like a biatch.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I couldn't disrespect an eagle. It's our national hero bird.
Imagine. It was the owl. fucking an eagle. Holding its wings and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's flying away.
Well, we went to a that resort in Arizona, and they had a guy handling an owl outside for some reason. And we were just laughing at breakfast saying, you think this guy ever tries to fuck that owl? Nice one, Chris.
Yeah, that was really fun thinking about the guy like don't you talk to her like that.
Yeah,
no. like disrespecting it. Don't you dare talk to her like that. Feathers, come here.
Holding the wings like this. Oh, yeah.
It's like his beak is open. It's like you can see pain, seeing pain in an owl's eyes. Like... It has eyebrows. God. Ow! My owl ass. Ouch goes my owl ass.
Yeah. That'd be so fucking funny. It'd be funny if just trainers, like in general, like that. Remember the dolphin tried to fuck the trainer?
Mm-hmm.
It like jumped on top of her and it was fingering her. Mm-hmm. Oh, or
it was fingering her, yeah.
Yeah, it was doing. Eating her out good.
Yeah.
She was like, she had her legs open like it was a guy.
Wasn't she like developing a relationship? Like she was like kind of not.
Well, she brought that on herself with all of her flirtatious.
I don't want to say she was asking.
Crap, she was doing. She obviously was doing that stuff.
She was texting pictures of her pissing and shit.
Yeah. Or was it? Did she get caught like fucking it? No, that can't be real.
We're gonna make this the crooked pod.
Woman fucking dolphin.
Luke Greeny. Yeah. Can you solve my brain damage with your loving magic?
Yeah, so welcome to Chris's Cozy Pod.
kissing Andy Dick.
Chris Cozy Bud.
Which one of you frail little c**ks got a French kiss me?
Welcome to Bottom Talk with Andy Dick.
Today's topic, ouchies.
Today's topic, what diapers are you going to wear when your asshole's blown out?
Oh, who cares? I'll just use a t-shirt. I'll just use like an old t-shirt, like wound up and then like underneath me.
Oh my God.
What? It's like, I don't even wear that shirt anymore. Who cares?
Did you see the, there was something about like, I saw a TikTok or a topic where it's like, you get guys getting jammed up when you bring up like ass problems or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you? Okay, yeah, they were like.
The Sarah Stock video. Can you look that up, Chris, on YouTube? Just type in Sarah Stock debate.
S-T-O-C-K?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Asana? No. Sarah Stock. Interesting.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, type in debate after.
Was it the thing with Jay?
No.
Okay.
It might be on Twitter instead.
It was like ass, like anal problems or something like that.
If you do Sarah Stock on Twitter, it'll come right up. It's like recent.
Yeah, that one right there.
Basketball.
He looks sporty. He's got stars on his pants.
Starting forward.
Clean look to him. Curly.
12% of men with other men one or more times a week have problems where they are not able to control their bowel movements.
Because when do you...
Well, why?
Because that's the pussy.
If it's healthy. If it's perfectly healthy. And okay. You know that's
so
true.
So there are medical facts. 12% of...
Yeah, bro.
Hit play, Chris.
Men who have other men one or more times a week have problems where they are not able to control their bowel movements.
Because when... Do you...
Yo. Hit play.
That's good.
Play the clip.
If it's healthy, if it's perfectly healthy. And you know that's
so
true.
There are medical facts. 12%.
I like the red flag counter at the end.
10 love. Of men you have with other men.
It's a big red flag.
Yeah. Oh. That's like that's like the question that's one of those like Trump cards that every straight guy's been like wanting to like crush a gay guy with for years. Like, okay, no problem, guys. I get it. Yeah, you know, no, bigotry is mean. But how come you all shit your pants? And they're like, fucking unreal. It's so funny. Now I'm like, what else is going on?
I mean, a lot.
Right.
They got like parasites and stuff.
Yeah.
And kids. I mean, the monkeypox thing is what revealed that. I don't know if you guys
attuned
to that. When monkeypox came around, it was you know, it's this disease that you can only get through contact. And they started seeing monkeypox in dogs and like adopted boys.
What? Why? Where was that? What country was the monkeypox rampant?
The U.S.
Oh no!
Yeah, they kind of got memory hold. It was sort of a viral thing for a little bit there, but it wasn't really talked about. Monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
Man, imagine working in the...
Is that still going on? Can you look up, is monkeypox still going on? Are they still getting it?
It's like, if you're working in the center of the earth, you know what I mean? And you're with the demons controlling the world. When you get, like, the news star, they're like this, you ain't gonna believe it. They found out it's the adopted kids.
And they've shortened it to mpox to sort of...
Throw you off the scent.
Make it less... No, because it's like a... It's racist to call it monkeypox, too.
Oh, okay.
Because... Well, they're like monkeys, I guess.
Then why didn't they change Gorilla Glue?
It's used for weaves.
Yeah. Gorilla
Glue. Yeah.
They just call it like they call it like basketball man adhesive. Like they can't help themselves. They're like, all right, got it, no problem. We're gonna call it speakerphone stickies. Like all they can name it is things that are like fucking banana men, stick 'em. No? All right, let me try again.
Man.
Why did they, when was the monkeypox thing? Like a year and a half ago?
Something like that.
When they tried to like bring back like a COVID style, they were like, we're gonna launch this now.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. And is that like do you think that comes from like a Bill Gates CDC shit?
I don't know about monkeypox. I haven't looked into it. It's enough.
When I type in monkey, I typed in monkey box. Whoops.
It might just be the byproduct of
I gotta pause. I got the link.
Dirty stuff they'd be doing.
So
yeah.
Wow. Here is a blank image, and I gotta go do this thing.
Chris is going to
order the tanning bed.
Yeah. I'm so tired. I hate looking at myself naked.
Yeah.
And I think I know what my problems are. Like it's pretty damn obvious.
Yeah.
When you're me looking in the mirror naked, but I feel like if I were more tan, that would help me get like a handle on my problems. I'd probably be fine if I was more tan. Like but a lot though.
I may be manic, but at least I'm tan.
Yeah, exactly. to spin up my new personality, yeah. I think I need to be tan.
I want you to call me Tan Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fun that way. Caribbean Tan Sam.
Actually, no, you would be calling me Michael Knight in this scenario.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, who is that?
You could rename, what's stopping somebody from renaming themselves?
It's true. What would you rename yourself if you had to?
Michael Knight.
That's a cool name.
What about you?
Mike Knight.
You would be Mike Knight.
Mike. No. You know what's funny is I played football with this kid. His name, he was a black kid, and all the other black kids used to pick on this one kid.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Robert Gamble. And his name was Rob Gamble.
That's a good name.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck. Like Rob Gamble, though. It's like its name's like Steel Crimer. Like it's kind of funny. They used to pick on this fat kid so bad.
Steel Crimer.
Like robber gambler. But yeah. Damn. It's like shit.
Well, do you remember that shooting that was done by Robert Crimo?
Mm-mm.
That was a scary one.
Was he black?
No.
Nah, I was gonna say there's no Crimo.
Yeah. C-R-I-M-O.
Whoa.
Yeah, and there were like some videos released of his like hideaway stash secret room stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He had kind of like a blade. He had like a drippy aesthetic, and I think he took videos with like a VHS camera or something, if I recall correctly.
So he thought he was like a Wesley Snipes level guy kind of guy.
Let me look him up real quick.
Rob Crimo sounds like something that popped out of the fourth dimension that should be a shadow.
Yeah.
Like something like that. It sounds like a video game in the world.
Yeah, sentenced to life. Kid's a demon, but this guy right here.
Oh, my God. He looks like a long neck.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
I'm surprised there's not more of those guys.
He's got 47 tattooed on his face. Yo.
What's 47?
I don't know. Damn.
Big John Lynch football player fan?
He is awake to... Oh, my... Yo!
What's he got? Is he transgender in prison now?
No, I think that's before... Well, that's from jail. That might have been when he was, like, just arrested or something.
Wow.
Yo, bro.
Like, those kind of guys, like, I feel like the skinny killer types must have, like, a really hard time in prison.
I mean, probably.
Like a harder than normal, like when they look like he looks like a Erica Ritchie transitioning,
yeah.
Not Erica, Christina Ritchie transitioned into a criminal.
Mm. Crazy.
They must have a field day with that. Rob Crimo though, that's good.
Yeah,
I like name play.
So does the CIA.
Yeah, they do, huh?
They love name play.
They do love name play.
COVID. What's the moronic? The Omicron? The Omicron variant. You rearrange the letters, it spells moronic. Yeah, that's definitely
Duratorie. Duratorie.
What's that, retarded?
You're retarded. The Duratore variant. Yeah.
That's like the name of a diamond dealer.
Yeah.
A diamond monopoly.
It's
Duratorie diamonds.
Wedgianum.
That's actually a good idea. Can I use that in Joyride as a brand?
Yes. Or, yeah, Duratorie and then Wedgianum.
What's Wedgianum?
Wedgianum. It would be money. Or something like that. Like,
that's really funny.
Would Jiminy. What? Nothing. Wedgianum. Yeah.
Duratorie.
What? It's nothing. Don't look over here. No, that's super, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm thinking about things like, you know, you always think about like topical. What's new? It's been pretty quiet out there.
Yeah, it's been a little quiet. There hasn't been a major crisis event in a minute. I think Trump just signed his $6 trillion deal with the Saudis, something like that. We'll have Chris pull that up. I think they're investing in U.S.
So, equities?
No, I don't think equities. I think it's like an infrastructure or some sort of like energy deal. I think it might be an energy in the Middle East.
Okay.
AI desert power thing.
Desert.
Not
AI.
Sure. We'll look up in a second though.
AI desert oil.
AI desert oil.
Yeah, I wonder where the Saudis sit with all this. The House of Saud sits with all this stuff.
You mean the AI stuff?
No, with like in the middle, the tensions in the Middle East, or where they, because aren't they always just sitting pretty?
Yeah, I think so. They got somebody by the balls over here.
Yeah,
they seem to avoid this.
Seem to keep their nose clean quite mm-hmm. often, and they're just like, I'm just going to build another lion fendered car. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I'm just going to build another 38 foot Excalibur looking limousine thing made out of gold.
We should remind Chris to pull up that. You remember that line they were the Line City?
Yeah.
We should see if there's updates on that.
11,000 more dead people inside it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the cool. I think, well, if you're living in sandglass world,
mm-hmm.
to create like one of those things. I mean, it is kind of nuts to be living in a desert and then saying, yeah, we're going to build a gigantic ocean mm-hmm. In a line, like a psychotic, like Goonies. It reminds me of like
aquarium, terrarium.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Like the Goonies. You ever see that part where they find the treasure ship inside that like rock cave?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? God, I love that movie.
Let's build one.
It's kind of like I was always fascinated. You ever see the Goonies?
I know that scene you're talking about. It is.
It's my favorite incredible. Thing. Like, yeah. Like finding a treasure ship inside like a mountain near the ocean.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like blown away by that when I was a kid. Like water slides mm-hmm. that drop off and like shoot you 20 feet down. I thought that was like the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like they'd never let you do that. They'd get sued if they did that at a water park.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like my dad was like taking the piss out of it. Like that you'd get sued. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, it'd be fat. You could do a flip.
I missed the Goonies. I didn't.
It didn't hit you?
It didn't hit me, no.
What was your child, was it Back to the Future?
Back to the Future, yeah.
See, that one missed me.
Yeah.
I always thought it was like, and I like Christopher Lloyd, but I always thought like Doc was gay.
Hmm.
It was like, we're going to the future, time machine. I don't know, something turned me off about time, even though time travel is cool, but.
Gotcha.
I don't know, I wonder why.
What did you watch the most times when you were a kid?
That's a, I know. I watched Weekend at Bernie's 300 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
300?
Probably. We used to watch it every day when, you know, my parents let us stay home from school constantly, alone, constantly.
Wow.
And we have, you know, remember when you'd redo tapes?
Yeah.
You'd like rip them off the HBO. And when you could do that with your VCR.
Mm-hmm.
We had Weekend at Bernie's a lot. I watched Drop Dead Fred a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Drop Dead Fred?
No.
with
I don't even think I saw Weekend at Bernie's, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's magnificent. It's such a funny movie, like a funny idea. Like, basically, they catch a boss stealing,
mm-hmm.
and then he tries to kill them, and the killer kills the boss instead,
because
he fucks the mafia boss's wife, girl, and then they live in, like, a Hamptons, like, post-mod mansion, so there's, like, champagne. It's very, like, luxe, like, cigarette boats and Porsches, and it's cool. It's, like, flashy. There's, like, a Liechtenstein. It's got, like, that 90s aesthetic. It was cool. And then Andrew McCarthy was a fucking funny, like, he steals his Rolex, his dead boss's Rolex, and they string him up, and they're just walking around with a dead. It's kind of funny. Like, it'd be like if Chris died, and we're like, come on, Chris. We're like walking him around. It's like, there's something funny about that.
Chris, sorry, can we see Weekend at Bernie's trailer on YouTube?
Sure. Yeah, that'd probably be.
Sorry about the fucking
running around.
Yeah. I'm just doing something time sensitive. What is it? Weekend at Bernie's.
You baking?
Yeah, I'm baking. I'm proofing.
He's doing a roast.
Weekend.
He's doing a sous vide.
No, weekend. Yeah, he's doing a sous vide. The fish is almost done. The haddock. The tilapia.
Sous vide is pretty hands off, actually. So.
Well, depends on what meat you're cooking, Chris. And I like it finished with a torch.
We got to see the trailer and we got to see the clip. Bernie throws a party.
Okay, so this trailer right here?
Yeah, the trailer, please.
Okay, sorry.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Don't you see? We just uncovered a $2 million error. We're going to be heroes. We're going up the corporate ladder.
It appears as if somebody's trying to defraud the company.
Somebody tried to smoke it past the wrong guy.
Very, very good work.
How would you two like to come to my house at the beach?
Love to!
For Larry and Richard.
How are you?
This is a place to die for.
You have to kill them, Vito.
A little rusty, but it'll come back to me.
What, should we just walk in?
But what they don't realize...
No, we'll stand out here on weekend. Come on, we're out yet.
...is while they're checking in...
Forget the accident with the two guys. Take care of Lomax.
Bernie Lomax will be checking out.
Oh, my God!
What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
I don't know.
Lomax told whoever he's talking to not to kill us if he's around, right?
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore.
I know that. You know that. Nobody else knows that. Huh?
Oh! Push for it. It looks good enough. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Larry,
what?
Huh?
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Bernie, just like last week, huh?
Animal, you are insatiable.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Hold the boat!
Got it?
Hold the boat! Hold the
boat! Vito, I'm telling you, Lomax is alive.
Maybe Paulie is rustier than we thought.
Ooh, Bernie, you're starting to peel. Want to get you out of sun, huh?
Oh.
Is that the killer? How do I know, Richard? Should I stop and ask him?
No!
Just drive!
Serpentine!
Do you hear something? What is that?
Oh.
It's just Bernie!
Weekend at Bernie's.
Are we doing it again today?
Oh, absolutely. You know we are.
Great. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ladies. We'll see you later. God, is this great or what?
Damn.
Was that the first movie to do that gimmick? Because I've seen that in multiple movies. The dead guy on strings.
As far as I know, I mean, it's possible. I mean, there's 100 years of cinema history. but
that's probably the one
that might be the one that for our generation at least.
And it's folk. It's that's like the focus, sort of.
Yeah, I've
never seen it.
It's just like manipulating a dead body.
That's really funny.
It's really funny though. Like he's fucking girls. Like there's a girl who comes in the middle, and, like fucks him, comes out. She's like, "Oh, you were so great." Like leaves, and they're like, it's basically, you know, the whole time he just keeps showing up. He's falling downstairs. It's kind of funny. Like, why don't they redo that?
Yeah,
I mean that's a movie to redo.
It's the idea of like the whole, for a whole movie, everybody in the movie, nobody's realizing that he's dead.
Yeah.
And it's like obvious. That's really funny.
People negotiating with him for cars and shit, and his head keeps falling. And they're like, come on, Bernie, sell me the Porsche. And he's like, and the guy takes it as like, no.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He keeps upping his offer on his 911. He's like, I'll give you 50,000. He's like this. Yeah, good deal. Like it's so insane. It's like it's a bit that just keeps working. Yeah. Then two is not as good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is two.
Okay. Yeah, two is not as good.
Waking at Bernie's two.
This is like when like these guys are just like, this one's fucking chicks the whole weekend, the whole time, and like having a great time at his house, using his boat, his Porsche and shit. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Just a lot of fun.
Bernie,
what did you watch
Lomax?
A lot? What did you watch?
Back to the Future. I watched maybe 40 times, something like that.
Yeah.
The second one, Back to the Future 2.
Is that the cowboy one?
That's the future one.
Where they have the comic book?
Flying cars, comic book. Yeah, that one.
The colored jacket?
Yeah.
I always thought that was cool.
I watched that. I watched probably the Street Fighter 2 animated movie. I watched a good amount of times as well.
Street Fighter 2 animated movie.
Yeah, it was banging. It had KMFDM in the soundtrack.
Whoa.
Yeah. Alice in Chains in the soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, can you type in Street Fighter Alice in Chains?
Whoa, who's on heroin? It's like M. Bison's on heroin.
It's a really great movie. It doesn't make sense.
First one here?
Yeah.
Wow, them bones? Wow.
I'm on horse.
All right, pause it.
I've been shooting horse.
Is that heroin?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I got to take a call.
Okay.
But,
Wow, that's wild. Cool. Where the hell did you find that? What was that on?
Just at the video store. I discovered anime when I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I used to rent that and Akira and Ghost in the Shell and stuff like that. But that one I watched a lot. It's really good. It's like it's one of those movies, kind of like The Quest or Bloodsport, more like The Quest, where it's like different styles and also geographies. Like you go, there's like scenes in India, scenes in
Brazil,
Hong Kong, that type of stuff. Yeah.
Chun-Li's out there being hot.
Yeah. And so it feels like a big movie because it goes to so many different places.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's fun. I liked when they did that in the 90s and stuff when they worlded us out.
Yeah.
It was actually interesting. I'm not even being facetious.
I mean, that's a really big point. That's one reason why I like certain movies over others. You know Reservoir Dogs?
I never saw it.
It takes place in one warehouse. That's kind of the deal with the film. There's like a diner scene, and then most of it takes place in a warehouse. So it feels like claustrophobic. It doesn't feel like a big production.
Yeah, that's like, well, I think, doesn't Tarantino like that, like one room? Oh, maybe he did it for the other one, The Hateful Eight or whatever, where it's like a barroom scene and everybody comes in and out of it.
Yeah.
But like play-wise, Reservoir Dogs is highly regarded, but I just skipped it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't think you need to. It's if you've seen a Tarantino film, it's stylistic. Like it's very much a Tarantino film. It's not like a shatteringly good film. It's not like Heat or something like that.
People call it Heat, though.
No.
Heat's the best.
No. Nothing like Heat.
Or, yeah, I'm trying to think of other movies that are as good. There's supposedly something like Dragging Across the Concrete. Have you seen that yet?
Dragged Across Concrete?
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
It's supposedly like a pretty high-level, like, techie heist, like, ruthless gunmanship.
Is that Ryan Gosling in that?
I don't know. I keep seeing, it's one of those things where I have to watch it.
I'll make a note to watch that.
Yeah. Because I like high-tech heists or, you know, big guns, bombs.
For sure, yeah.
Not Handsome Dan heists, like, not like Ocean's Eleven.
No.
Yeah.
Well, specifically, I think I know what you like. It's like in Heat, there's a character kind of like this, who's the guy that gives them the plans for the HVAC
of yeah.
the bank and stuff. And I think GTA 5 parodies that. You know, the fat, ugly guy character who like leads you on the heist?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a trope. That's a thing.
Well, it's practical. It's like,
you know, how would you do it? Yeah.
I think that I've had that conversation with my cousins, my older cousins, more than I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Like, how would you rob a bank?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that? Like think about how would you, mm-mm. like, gone down? Like, never a Brinks thought. Truck, a Brinks truck is probably the easiest, like, getting, like, because they're the lowest point of interest in the job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no alarms in open air,
mm-hmm.
even though there's probably, like, a safety check system in place that I'm not aware of that Brinks has. But knocking over a Brinks truck is something I've always wanted to do.
Mm.
It's just cool. Like, like a big gun in the face, drop the bags immediately, you know, tell me. You'd have to work for Brinks for 3 years or something, or just have a guy on your team that worked for a security bag, like a Loomis or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted like big, like knocking over like jewelry or diamonds or something like that, just because we were so close to that. The bonded vault. Like my dad held one of the diamonds from the bonded vault thief. It's the biggest jewelry heist in the world.
Oh, really?
And basically a bunch of mobsters got caught and there was some, like some of the diamonds were floating around. It was a Rhode Island guy that knocked over the safe.
Oh, wow.
And it was like old school safe cracking shit. Like it nice. Was like, yeah, I did it. You said did a couple banks in New Hampshire. I did a couple. I was like, shit like that.
Holy shit.
But they stole like, allegedly, the story goes fictitiously in my mind mm-hmm. that one of the diamonds was like, my dad, like, he's like, he tossed it to me. He's like, dude, the fucking diamond was like gigantic.
Damn.
And he's like, I couldn't believe it. I was holding, like, holy shit, dude.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's nuts. And like, it was all Rhode Island based people mm-hmm. that were around in the 80s.
Okay.
They all got caught. They all went to jail. But, you know, I think they did like 12 years or something. We can look it up. But the mm-hmm. bonded vault was the biggest thief. And then the paintings that got taken from the ones that were cut out of the frames.
Oh, really?
That was one where they did they robbed the museum and they just cut the fucking canvases right out of the frames. And they rolled them up and then they ended up in Rhode Island and around.
Shit.
Yeah. That's cool as shit, though.
That's crazy.
Like, you know, a Saudi prince would pay. Like, apparently that's how you stealth stolen
that's
art.
That's who you fence it to is?
Yeah.
Saudi princes?
Like people who have no, like, I just want it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, that's cool, though. Like, mm-hmm. that's stealing artwork and jewels. Like, you know, who gives a shit?
Imagine if someone asked you what you do and your real answer is, I'm a jewel thief.
A jewel thief. Yeah. Rubies.
Yeah. What's like, your jewel of choice?
Sapphires.
Rubies.
Opals.
Damn.
But like, like smash and grabs are fun to think about, but
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I mean now I don't know. I guess what is the best thing to steal? Yeah, physical
crypto, physical yeah, best physical thing to yeah. steal. I don't know.
What would you steal if you had to steal anything?
It has to be physical.
Yeah, it has to be physical.
Oh man, that's a tough question.
Yeah. Formula One cars.
Shit.
Something you'd have to like. Some people say portability is something.
Is there way, can they track stolen gems? Do they have like
a lot harder?
It's harder.
Yeah.
I guess you'd get it recut, right?
No, I think they have a VGSI grade micro lasered into the gem itself.
Oh, really?
So if it was ever like, you can QR code a VGSI inside the jewel, I think, because you would definitely have a grade on it. Yeah. You can look through a jeweler's loop and see like, oh, this is a VGSI, SR1, whatever, K color, whatever the fuck it was. And it's in the diamond. Like
they mark it in the diamond?
Yeah.
Do they really do that?
Yeah, I think it's teeny tiny.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Especially big stuff. Antique jewelry would be easy to steal because those are all like old, cloudy, you know,
mm-hmm.
like Bolivian emeralds that are pre-that.
Wow, they do...
They do that?
Serial numbers, logos, custom messages or symbols, and the lab report numbers.
Yeah.
Huh.
So unloading it would be
Harry. Most certified diamonds over 0.3 carats are laser inscribed by default with their report number. Retailers often request additional custom inscriptions for branding or security. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know what you would steal in that case. It's tough.
Yeah. Holy Grail antique pieces.
You'd just get caught.
Would you?
Probably.
An insurance job would be fantastic. Where the guy was like, yeah, I have my contents policy insured for $5 million, steal away. And then you're just like, no problem. Well, basically, you have to make it look like non-negligible. Like, you have to tie him up. You have to like tie him up and make him look like, make it look dangerous and then look like something happened. Like, then he got a phone call and he ran out of here. And then he was like, yeah.
Show up in a van with a vinyl thing stickered over the side.
Bad guy. Like you crowbar.
Your team hops out in those jumpsuits. It's like workman jumpsuits.
Like chains and like crowbar, like bad dudes.
You ever see the original Mission Impossible?
The 60s one?
No, I mean the original Tom Cruise reboot. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, when he does
really
the lasers.
Fucking good, man. I haven't gotten to the, I can't remember if that's the laser one, because I'm just started watching them in the first like 30 minutes of it.
Anything with Tommy's, but that's the good stuff.
It's really good. Wow, it's good.
Yeah.
So good.
Isn't he catching thieves? It's like the Italian job?
He's he's got to, I don't want to spoil it for our viewers, but he's got to, there's a mole in the IMF that he's got to suss out, flush him out.
Must be really hard to figure out who it is. The movie's over in 3 minutes. Just walk over to the littlest guy, pick him up by his arms and throw him into a, fucking throw him in jail. Who could it be? It's like, who was it? The merchant?
The happy merchant?
The happy merchant's just sitting there. There's a mole. That's your rewatch?
I'm still thinking of what I would steal. What would you steal?
I would steal from an old woman, a blind, senile. I would wait to get like a dementia, like a living dementia patient that is fighting her. I'm not leaving my house. Whoever that case with the richest one with the nicest stuff, it would be my target. And I would con her via like I would do some like door sales, like some solar door sales to do some, or like Jehovah Witness. To get into the house, or HVAC tech. Hi, did you call for the HVAC? It's making a noise. I'd probably be able to know the house just because I know houses. And I would just, when she's going to sleep, I would probably just unload her house. supposedly, when rich people in like the Hamptons and Newport and stuff like that, their houses get unloaded with like Penske rental trucks. Like robberies go. They take everything, like cars, safes, paintings, candlesticks, like all the way, silver.
So they're showing up with a Mayflower moving truck to rob your house.
And like seven dudes unload your house.
Yeah.
That used to be a thing. Like now it's these Venezuelan guys breaking and stealing jewelry. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of person doesn't have their jewelry like locked up in sort of some sort of cool safe that has $1 million. But I would probably unload, because older women don't protect their shit like young guys do. Like young dudes would have their shit in like key coded fingerprint safes that are built into a wall that would take you like 4 hours to demo it and then drag it out with a jack. You'd have to drag it out with a come along, which is you'd have to lag bolt in some sort of like anchor with a chain and then like drag it out like with like a and then like and you have to pull it out of the wall. Then you have to get a wheel cart, wheel it outside, then you can laser it with a, you can cut it with a plasma torch once you get it back to the warehouse. I'm assuming I'd have a warehouse by then. But yeah, probably, because like old women would probably just have like jewelry boxes with gold and so, or like an old silver collector. That would be a good one. Like a guy who owns a silver store. Steal precious metals. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, you could probably rob a drug dealer with like a bunch of guns.
Mm-hmm.
They keep, but that's low weight.
Mm-hmm.
Cars are too. There's too many components on a car.
I think I would. I would. Maybe this is cowardly, but I would apply for a job at the place.
Yeah,
and like polish my resume, make sure like get credentials too.
Mm-hmm.
Like get actual like credentials that you can verify.
Yep.
To get entry to like
De Beers,
some tech company, steal a prototype, that type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, a prototype.
Yeah,
like you were like back in the day working at like the U.S. Patent Office.
I think the easiest way would be some sort of social engineering thing where you have a woman involved in like trying to secure, like having a sexy woman go around, you know, meeting people and blackmailing them essentially, or getting private access to their phones and shit in order to get what you want. But that's not really a cool heist.
You'll have to drown her thing. In the end too.
Oh yeah,
because she'll flip on you.
No, you'd kill her easy. That would be, we'd put her in a wood chipper.
That'd be the fun part. Yeah, like, let's go scuba diving.
You're talking about, I'm talking about how am I going to build this cake? You're talking about the cherry on top.
yeah. Once you sold the prototype, yeah. It's like, finally, Victor, we have all the money. You're like, my name's not Victor, it's Sam. You're under the water. You're scuba diving with her in 20 feet of water. You're just choking her. You're punching her.
Yeah.
You're beating her up like you're on land.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go scuba diving in the Cayman Islands.
But getting access to a building as an employee and then figuring out like more ways to get access, more places to hide stuff, seal myself in the building overnight.
Yeah, just like drywall yourself.
Yeah.
Into the wall. Yeah, that would be, I mean, I always think that venture capital guys
mm-hmm.
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like how many kids like that are just like young, eager, back in the day it would be like coders or something like that. They were like, I have a way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they just had no ways or means to go about it. No charisma, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of like blurted out the secret.
Mm-hmm.
And then some Mark Cuban guy was like, yeah, it's a great idea. I can't be done though. Do it right away.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know what I mean? Like it had to have happened.
I think that happens every time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My grandfather worked for a patent office, and he figured something out for a valve company that he worked at,
mm-hmm.
and they bought him a car.
Neat.
Yeah. And he was like, it saved them like $1 million in like 1966 or something. It was some engineering thing that, yeah. And they bought him a car, and he was like, I mean, he was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, like, for them, like, and...
Well, most of these companies, if you work at, like, Google or something and you invent something while you're on the clock, Google owns it, that type of thing.
Wow.
So if you have an idea like that, you have to be... I would imagine that if you were working at Google or Apple and you had one of these types of ideas, you probably couldn't even text about it or email about it because they would subpoena those records and figure it out.
It's like the hydrogen car guy.
Is that what happened to him?
I think there was a guy who created a car that ran on water.
Didn't people say that they killed him?
They did kill him.
Yeah.
Johnny Chevrolet came into his house and he's like, throw this car in the crusher.
Yeah.
And then they just shot him with like a silenced Uzi.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that type of stuff though.
Yeah.
A car that runs on water.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think that type of story, it's so attractive to like believe in it.
But again,
I haven't looked into it. I don't know.
No, it's funny to think about. It is. There are like, that's like the dog and the peanut butter story, like hot dog and your story.
Yeah.
Like every school knows a girl that got caught sticking a hot dog or a pencil in her.
Yeah.
And like there was never a girl sticking a pencil in her.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's like the hot dog, the hydrogen powered car could very well be. And I know the viewers are going to be like, nope, it's not. All right.
Anyway.
So back to stealing.
Back to stealing and robbing.
Yes.
Gambling.
Scuba diving. Mm-hmm. Scuba diving access ports off the. I think I'm going to get back into scuba diving this summer.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. I got certified when I was 12 and I was thinking about how crazy it is. We used to shower after.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like you go in the Cumberland pool to like train. And I remember like I was 11 mm-hmm. or. I was in sixth grade, so however, I don't know, 11 or 12. And I remember, like naked men were around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Remember going to, like, the gym when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And there was just naked dudes around, like, other,
mm-hmm.
like, 12-year-old kids. And you're like, this is insane. Now you think about hindsight how fucking crazy that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even think anything of it. I wasn't, like, you know. Whatever, it wasn't weird. But anyway, scuba diving was dope.
Mm-hmm.
But naked men.
I could do without the naked men around.
Yeah, I could do a little bit less with the fact that there were, you know, 60-year-old fucking cocks in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, scuba diving gear goes for shit used. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those things that's like $3,000 new, $200 used. So I'm going to buy a regulator and a BC and a tank and go... in Fort Wetherall. Could you scuba dive?
Could I?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Some people, like, can't. Like, the thought of it.
Oh,
like,
no, I could scuba dive.
Like, it wouldn't freak you out?
I wouldn't want to, though. But I've been like, helmet diving, like a bell helmet type thing, which is not as deep. It's not. It's like you just put a bell helmet on and you walk along the bottom of the water.
Where the hell did you do that?
In Bermuda.
When?
When I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
It's you can go in like 25 feet of water in Jamestown, and there's like tropical fish that wash in, so it's kind of cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a fucking thing to do. I have this fucking Sprinter van. I'm gonna throw my shit in it, go almost by myself, and then go eat like seafood one day when this house is done being built.
That sounds fantastic.
It's just like a nice day,
right? Yeah.
And of course, my cousin Dennis has $96,000.
He's got the best shit.
He's got the full face mask. And I told Rocco this. I go, Rocco, DeSimone. I was like, Rocco, I want to get into scuba diving. He's like, you know, that's so weird that you say that. I had a customer in here like selling me on scuba diving. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That's actually kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You can spearfish and lobster.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
You can do it with Rocco?
He said he would. He won't.
Oh.
I'm going to go alone is what's going to end up happening. Mm-hmm. Or I'll take like a friend and I'm going to buy a toolkit just mm-hmm. so I can have friends come with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that much money. It's like an extra $150. I'll probably get like a husband and wife's shit. And every tank comes with two breathers.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'll need is I'll buy a second mask. I'll get a second set of fins and a weight belt.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, yeah. Denny says, let's get... Now, Denny scuba dive. One of his excursions was he went to the Atlanta... I guess the best scuba dive in the country is like you go to the... Jesus Christ, what are those things called? Aquarium, there we go. The Atlanta Aquarium. It's the largest indoor aquarium in the United States. And you can dive the tank.
Whoa.
You can dive like the big cylinder tank.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Damn.
So he did that once
mm-hmm.
and he got certified.
Mm-hmm.
And then he obviously never did it again. And then he told Rocco. Rocco was saying, like, hey, you still got your scuba diving gear? I had a customer say, he's basically telling me the same thing he told telling Denny, the same thing he told me. And he goes, then he goes, yeah, I'm thinking about upgrading my gear. You can have my old stuff.
Whoa.
Imagine upgrading your gear on a hobby you don't do.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking psychotic.
That's really awesome.
Bro. Like, just gear nuts, man. Yeah. It's so crazy to me.
That's really funny.
It is. It's like, dude, get a grip, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times have you been shooting?
Three times, four right. times.
That'd be like you. Have you? Do you buy? You have.
Well, I am upgrading my gear. Like, I got my TACMAV, my 441 plate.
Yep.
My set of over bearings. I was gonna sell. I had to ship those off to get custom chrome plated. But then we're bringing them back. We're gonna do ceramic all over. the rifling, and then
the Kevlar mags.
Kevlar 618 is the designation, but those are actually those crack when they get heated up.
Yep.
So you have to send those out. Tacwell will respring them so that they don't.
Yeah.
But yes, I am doing that.
I have to put my hat on like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I put my sniper glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sniper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was at the range and I was firing cop killer bullets. I bought 3,000 cop killer bullets.
Yeah. I did buy a gun.
Yeah.
I bought a nice one. I got a Benelli M4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think that's what it is. I don't even know what gun I have. Yeah. People,
I asked
fuck you. What motorcycle, what superbike do you have?
Yeah, you got a superbike? Which
suck
one?
My dick.
How many CCs did you get in your superbike? You fucking. No, I got a, I asked for a wine colored. Literally, bro. I want it to be wine colored.
Could we do maroon with gold accent trim?
That's, bro, that. I want forest green attachments on the wine body. How do we powder coat the body to get it wine colored? Literally, bro. I wanted like this Martha Stewart fucking like psycho. Like how funny would it be to get like shot by a guy holding like a pretty gun? Like, oh, like you're hell looking up, yeah. Like you focus in on the gun and it's got like Italian polka dots on it.
Beautiful. Yeah.
It's got a trumpet horn on the end of it, like a brass trumpet horn barrel for no reason. It makes a honking sound. It's like, oh. Your leg's like blown off and you're looking up at the guy killing you. It's like a fucking, like just a, he has a goose costume on.
Velvet suit.
He's dressed up as like a, like Grimace. Yeah, that's kind of like literally it was the order.
You ordered a custom gun?
Yeah, thing? This one. I have a picture of it.
What is it?
Remember the ones we shot at with the Undertaker? Undertaker
yeah.
Day?
Yeah.
One of those.
Oh, really?
I said my budget was $2,500 and I want something that could kill a car full of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like quickly.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Just if they come down my driveway, the cameras would be alerted and I would go outside and I would shoot through the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Do you have a picture?
It's in my phone.
Oh.
It's like the M4 AK something.
One of those.
I literally don't know. I don't know. I'm just like, yeah, something that could really just fuck some people up bad and I, you know, when I'm ready to die. You know what's funny to think about is like the home invasion that where the guy actually does kill.
What kind of gun do you have? Something that I could fuck some people up bad with when I'm ready to die. I don't know the model number. I got it wine red though.
It's so pretty. It's beautiful, Sam. It comes with tampons. It's got a little rake on it, so in case I'm working in my garden, I can rake up the weeds. Oh, it's
you have your gardening hat on, big flowering.
I have like gloves on, and I notice there's like four Venezuelans like creeping up my driveway, and I'm just like, I'm like raking with it, and it's I'm dressed like a fat woman with like big baggy jeans. Mm-hmm. I'm planting dahlias. I mean, you ever think about like home invasions that go like terribly wrong?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah, you must.
Like, I love thinking about home invasions.
They don't even get like up the stairs.
Well, I think there was one across the street here. The doors kicked in.
Really?
Yeah, across from the office, somebody did a home invasion. I don't know how it went, but I know that the door is still has a huge dent in it.
That has nothing to do with, like, the door is still off, but it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a home invasion, just them being shit, like pieces of shit.
Yeah, that could be that too. I forgot who told me it was a home invasion, but I think I heard it from one of the guys that would know.
It's probably like over like $7,000.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure it was over something trifling.
My aunt married like this dude who had like these three sons, and they were kind of good kids. This kid and his son, he had really bad Tourette's, but he was selling weed. Mm-hmm. And he was on Facebook Live saying he had like $30,000 because he sold weed, and he showed the $30,000, and they showed up to his house and killed him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like piece of shit white guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was nuts. he used to have Tourette's. We used to go to Water Whiz Water Park with him. Mm-hmm. And his tick was this. It's really funny. So he'd be like, yeah, you guys ready to go to the water park? And we're kids are like, yeah, dude, this is going to be great.
And they killed him in a home invasion.
They killed him in a home invasion, yeah. Like, it's kind of tragic.
That's horrible.
Yeah, no, he was a good guy. It's just like, but you can't. He's like, don't ever go online saying you got fucking money because people see that and then they go there and they steal it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
But isn't that nuts?
Yeah. That is nuts.
You got a Ferrari. I want a Ferrari.
I'll go get it.
I'll go get it for me. All you got to do is take the keys. That's how it starts.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
But I think that's how like
retarded theft.
Yeah, like black trap house shit is. Like they snatch chains. Like he go, chains from 30 grand. I'll snatch that fucking chain.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't go much further than that.
Yeah.
That's how that heist works.
Mm-hmm.
Because those guys sit around and think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Man, how are we going to get money?
The conversations are probably a little more
intellectual.
To the point.
I was thinking the other day that I had seen that Trayvon had a
a beautiful cloison.
An ornate Cuban link chain that was nicely flattened. It seemed as though it was very yellow, the gold, so it had to be of 18 carats.
Embellished with a variety of gemstones.
And the part that said Trill on it was diamond encrusted with VVS ones. I could tell they were VVS because they had they shine through them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Scary.
Yeah. And you wonder how that doesn't happen more. I mean, I'm rewatching The Sopranos, and they're always talking about knocking things over, like mm-hmm. stealing things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the second you hear about it, you think steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the lower ranks dialogue box. It's like something valuable, steal it. Fiber optic cable, steal it.
Stealing stuff just because it would be nice to have.
Yeah.
Like I remember the truck full of suits.
Yeah.
That they stole. It's like,
keep a couple of these for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Send it back. Yeah, that's wild.
Trying on stolen suits from the back of a truck.
Did you ever get anything stolen when you? No. Did you ever like see stolen goods when you were a kid?
No. No.
No. In like the 90s, you don't remember like stolen.
No.
Someone I knew when I was a kid knocked off a truck full of starter jackets
mm-hmm.
from a coat. I don't know what it was. It was coats. There was leathers, and but it wasn't teams we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's like, pick out anyone you want. And I had to get the Dolphins. So I got the Dolphins, like the weird starter you can't even get. It was like cool. And then he got Oakley sunglasses when M-Frames came out.
Yeah.
I remember he opened a Gap box. It was like a Gap clothes box.
Yeah.
And it was like 70 pairs of like rows of Oakleys.
Whoa.
And I got to pick anyone I wanted. And I got the Oakley M frames. And then Chris Catano stole them out of my desk from school.
Damn.
But that was cool.
That is cool.
That was like wild. I was like, holy shit, this is really illegal.
Yeah.
This is very fucking illegal.
Damn.
Yeah. It's past 20 years. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Those are the only... jewelry.
Jewels. Give me the jewels.
Jewels. Yeah, that's it. Knockoff stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fakes. But back in the 90s, I remember like getting stolen stuff and counterfeit stuff was very prevalent.
You lived in the Fast and the Furious type town.
I wish. Yeah, right? Fat and the Furious. Fat and the Angry, yeah. People, you ever see fake money when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, that was cool.
Like the type where they're trying to trick you for real?
No. Yeah. Like they'd take it to Jamaica and spend it.
Yeah,
my cousins made a bunch of fake money, and they would go to Jamaica on like a spring break, and they would spend it. And then one night, one of my cousins got caught, and he was running. He said he got caught at like a nightclub on the beach, and he ran into the side of a porta potty and like knocked himself out. And he just passed out and got away, and like woke up the next like all fucked up, and then just like walked back to the hotel like covered in mud.
Whoa!
But yeah, they would take like $1,000 and like mix it in and spend it like it was real money. And be like, I don't know.
Damn.
But yeah, that was a wild times, man.
The 90s.
Like pre-camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you're fucked now. You could never do. Other than.
Can't do anything now.
Can't do anything now.
Could have done anything then.
You can be criming.
Yeah.
Like the crime now, you're asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can barely speed.
You can't.
Can you speed?
You can speed, yeah.
Where have you driven the fast? You drove that Porsche.
No, you just got to know where the cops are. But yeah, all over that, those roads.
Remember when you were driving the GT3 200 for 3 weeks in a row? Like the guy watching this that knows it's your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I used to redline it. Remember the time you wrecked the frame on it?
No, I took care of that. He knows it was tracked or whatever.
Yeah. Does he remember? Does he know that you used to smoke it up curbs?
No. Never did that.
When you used to, remember when we were drifting it and we fishtailed it in the back of it?
With McDonald's on the inside.
We were smushing the McDonald's in the rugs.
Yeah. No, that car's durable. It'll hold up to abuse.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. Right. But unfortunately, it is gay.
Mm.
So it had to be obliterated.
It was like a pretty woman, and then in the end, right before you have sex, it's a guy.
An Asian guy.
Yep. It's like, wow, this Asian chick is so hot that I'm dating.
Wow, this blonde
that I'm dating is hot. And it's like,
American chick with big breasts I'm dating is so hot. Oh, so you come so thick and
Sam, do you have any condoms?
Yeah.
For me.
What? You're like, oh, blonde, beautiful Swedish model.
I'm going to need to put a condom on.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
What did I miss?
No, it's like a Porsche.
We're talking about Porsche ownership.
You think you're making out with a hot blonde girl, and you're feeling her big giant tits, mm-hmm. and she's sexy, and like you're having a nice night, and you're about to have like great, hot, picturesque sex with this beautiful woman. And then right before you go, like, engage in intercourse, like right when you're about to like kind of start the real heavy stuff, she leans in, she says,
do you have any condoms for me?
for her dick?
To put on my cock.
Because it's an Asian man.
Because it's an Asian man.
With a mustache.
Well, at least they want to be safe.
I just want to be safe in case I come.
Holy shit.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just like, I don't want to come inside you. You could get pregnant.
Oh my God. Dude. That is so foul.
I love tranny voices.
It's so foul.
It's my buddy Joe Guy used to do China.
Yeah.
And it sounded, it was like,
you don't have the balls to hit me, Triple H.
Oh,
and this
man.
Morning before I got here, I had a trans waiter.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh man, everybody around me is getting a divorce. This is so crazy. I got like five people getting a divorce. And I could tell she was like medicated and couldn't think.
What was her name? Jark?
It was Chark. That's so funny. Yeah, it was Chark. she couldn't think. Like, he couldn't think. He was like, and then like, it took like 10 minutes. Like,
actually, all my friends are getting married now.
And I was like, okay, you know, it's fine. It was like, whenever I was making polite conversation about divorce and shit like that. But it was real. The voice was that. Like,
damn.
That's the voice was just like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a condom for me? before you breakfast, you want to slide a condom on my male penis? Welcome to Porsche. I'm a beautiful blonde.
It's like a hairy man.
I was just thinking about an ad for Porsche where it's got like the logo and then the tagline is, do you have a condom for my male penis?
your girl, like, hyphen your girl.
Parentheses, you're a girl.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
Just like the window rolls down, a car, you know, sweeping around a track, the window just slightly down.
Get in. You want to go for a rail ride? Hop on. You want to ride? Can you drive a stick? You look like the guy, kind of guy that can drive a stick.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.